I'm very lucky to be joined in the studio by two Daves, Dave Ward and Dave Kahn, to speak about their new co-popper. You guys are both highly celebrated musicians in your own right, but you've come together for a special project. What's this project all about?
It's Music to Read By is what it's called. Hi, I'm Dave Kahn. This is Dave Ward. And it's for the reopening of the Poinsett Library.
Yes.
Which was shut. If you're Poinsett local, you know that it has not been a library for a while, for a few years. Controversially was shut down and then kind of derelict-ish for years, and this turned that whole area into not the most pleasant part of Poinsett. Now they've built a new one, and it's reopening on the 8th of November. Or the ceremony, I think it might open before then, but the civic ceremony is on the 8th of November, and it'll be a community space again, and not just a strange reminder of a community space. So we've written a piece of music to play in the library.
It's so important. I want to dive deep into the piece that you guys have put together, but I want to start by asking about your own personal experiences with libraries. Do you have a favorite memory for using a library? I remember as a little kid being able to get my library card for the first time. Checking out a book for the first time and being like, this is mine? And my mom was like, for a bit. Yeah, you can keep it for a bit. Do you have any memories, special memories with those community spaces?
It's probably like seeing it through my own son's eyes, because he just recently got his library card.
Awesome. Yeah.
And just sort of the joy of entering a building with thousands of books available, you know, all that kind of knowledge and all those worlds you can enter into.
Yes.
And so yeah, I guess I sort of saw that through his recent experience.
What a magical experience to have. What about you, Dave? There's two Daves here, so we're doing Dave.
Weirdly, not a reading one. There's lots of reading as well, but I do pre Napster. You'd go down and just get CDs out and be able to sample music in a way that the radio doesn't give you the whole record and you can't listen twice, kind of thing. So you can get to know stuff. You can get to know a lot of music that you, and then perhaps buy records after that. But the delving into endless music was library.
Man,
yeah, I spent my 20s in. In Wellington, and they had like an amazing kind of collection. So I just, every week, I just go and get a huge pile of music. And, you know, that was my kind of, you know, alongside my music degree, that was kind of my education, was to, you know, bring all that music home. And, you know, I mean, what a resource. It was amazing.
And like properly study too. I think that's one of the lost things that my generation is missing, is like being able to pull out a liner notes and read about the music you're listening to. I feel like we just click on a song and play it.
It sound like a bit of an old man, but yeah, like I also sort of teach music, and I sort of get a little bit frustrated sometimes. I'm sort of saying, hey, so what are you guys listening to? You're like, you know, you've got an album, or, you know, like a new artist, and they're like, oh, whatever, you know, basically whatever the kind of the algorithm kind of feeds me in or whatever. And it is a different experience now, isn't it, the way it's kind of just it's a bit more of a commodity.
Oh man, yeah. Well, the beautiful thing is we get to experience live music too, and this Music to Read To, hour-long ambient piece that you guys have composed, which is epic, and you took inspiration from books. You walk through the library picking out books, is that correct?
No, not really. It's more inspiration, sort of, but more about you doing that.
Ah, okay, and I like that.
And that it's to enhance or change in a good way, because it works without music, the library. Your experience of reading or looking for a book or just being in that library. So libraries have a strange kind of quiet, eh?
Yep.
It's not just silent. There's like the uni library here, which when I was at uni, spent a lot of time in, has a there's a sort of tension to it, and it's working, it's not a really relaxing library feel.
Not at all.
And then a community library has a bit of that as well, but also has a relaxing thing. Also has kids and but quiet.
Yeah.
And so there's a certain kind of quiet, and then this is kind of music that hopefully enhances that or fits with that, fits with what you're doing there anyway.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so weirdly, yeah, that's because sort of inspired by what you're reading than what we're reading.
Yeah, I guess in my head anyway, the kind of the brief was like trying to create a soundtrack for people in that library space doing things that people do in libraries. And so I guess you don't know what book they're reading or what their inner world is going to be.
So
and
true.
So we, I guess a lot of other musics that Dave and I do, and we've done quite a few projects over the years and lots of different things, but, you know, a lot of them are kind of about really trying to sort of reach out and grab people's and hold people's attention. That's kind of a skill, and we've got sort of devices that we can use to, and also, you know, we give ourselves to try and kind of hold people in that space. Yeah. And I guess this project is a little bit more, we're not trying to kind of barge in and kind of impinge on people's, wherever they are, it's a little bit more a kind of atmospheric or subliminal, the way that we're trying to affect people in that space.
Like a support. That's amazing.
Like a soundtrack. So
like a soundtrack.
It could be a soundtrack conceivably to anything. That's the tricky thing, because I don't know what you're reading.
That's the beautiful thing about reading. I was listening to a Ta-Nehisi Coates interview the other day, and he was talking about the power of a book and book banning, and one of the reasons they want to ban it is because you can't force your own perspective on an individual, like, relationship with a book. A person reads it and they form it based on their thoughts and their ideas, and you can't get in between that. So it's kind of cool that you guys are like building a bridge that people can have their own individual like reading experience, but also be connected by sound in the space.
Hopefully it works that way. You know, I guess it exists in our heads, and we're looking forward to actually seeing what that, you know, because any kind of new band or like show or anything, you don't really know really what it is until it's like actually being shared.
So
we don't really know. That's a very new thing, so we don't really know how it's going to affect people.
Yeah.
I guess we're just using our intuition about to guide us at this stage of it.
If it goes well, would you guys want to do another piece at another library and kind of continue it on? Is there thoughts about that, or is it just like, let's get through this one?
I suppose there's thoughts about that. But no, mainly it's get through this one. We don't have any plans.
Yeah.
We're going to do it again at the... at the Pointe Library on the 6th of December.
Mm.
So we're doing it on the 8th of November, and then we're doing it again on the 6th. And perhaps it'll change.
I think it will change.
It's composed. Like, I don't know how it'll change, but it could change.
That's epic. That month.
The relationship with the audience will change quite a bit, probably, because the 8th is a kind of an opening, and it has a kind of certain kind of energy or excitement to it, you know, whereas I think the other concept might be a little bit more just in a normal library space, so I don't know. We'll see.
So awesome to have some community spaces. Well, I'm going to take a page out of Ezra Klein's book and ask you to wrap up the interview. Do you guys have a book you've been reading recently that you recommend, or one that's caught your attention throughout your life or been meaningful for you?
I'm reading the River Is Alive. The River Is Alive. I better tell you.
The River Is Alive.
Yeah, if I've got the title wrong, it's something like that. reading on Kindles, man, is really useful, but because you can just carry it, but you never see the title again.
That's so
but
true.
It's making a case for rivers being alive, like Whanganui River.
Ah, yeah.
That gets mentioned, but that's not one of the ones. It's making cases for using different rivers around the world. That they're actually
groovy,
alive, and you have to treat them like legal entities that are alive, which is really interesting. Humans don't come off that well.
No.
It's not just current humans. I really like it. Goes way back to pre-civilization, how waterways have not been respected. Mm-hmm. Not always, but
and their
respect
life-giving.
For waterways.
Shout out waterways.
Mainly what it's all about. Yeah.
Waterways and libraries.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
What about you, Dave?
I've just started reading a book. I think it's called The Golden Road, and it's a history book looking at how like ancient India was their mathematics and commerce and art and religion like had this really wide influence that is like not really kind of a sort of acknowledged. And so I'm finding that quite so fascinating. I think maybe they were one of the main kind of like trading partners with the sort of ancient Rome and their,
whoa,
you know, like all their, they were providing all the textiles and all the, and a lot of all these, all the consumer goods for ancient Rome and, you know, and then it's just talking about them, you know, bringing sort of Buddhism and also Hinduism to kind of Southeast Asia,
yeah,
you know, and sort of really sort of culturally, not, you know, not through colonizing sort of by force, but in terms of culturally sort of really spreading out that whole region.
Interesting.
So yeah, just sort of starting that, but it's pretty interesting.
I think that illuminates how important books are. They work against the master narratives that we've been told. We get to have our own perspective. Totally. Well, Dave Ward, Dave Khan, thank you so much for joining us. 8th of November, Point Shiv Library.
And again on the 6th of December.
There you have it. Take your book down, stroll through the aisles, get a library card.
Yeah.
Oh, where?
No doubt.